Greetings. This time it's on addictions. Now, just to simplify things, we're going to say there's two sorts of addiction. It isn't true, but this is what we're going to use as our pattern. And we'll say there are natural addictions and less natural addictions. Now, what we call less natural are when you get your system, you get addicted to something that's very powerful and your body keeps wanting it. Alcohol, smoking, drugs. You start your system off in a certain way and it says, I want more and I've got to have more to get the same effect. That's an addiction. Now, people often say when they're in relationships, I'm not going to follow my attractions because it's an addiction. No. No. You see, our natural state is not to be locked in pairs. That's not our natural state. Our natural state is to choose a partner who has the optimum whatever we need to produce the best possible offspring. A woman in a certain state, a man in a certain state, they come together because they are going to produce the best possible offspring. And this isn't just a theory. There are all sorts of scientific studies showing how women get attracted to men and how men get attracted to women. And at different times of the month, they get attracted to different people. So in a natural state, what we call relationships are about are to produce offsprings. And so at certain times of the month, we're drawn to certain people to do that the most efficiently. But even the same month, let alone the same year, you're not attracted in the same way. But because of mainly religion and spirituality, we've had this unnatural system put on us called marriage. It's not only supported by religion, it's supported by the government. It's convenient. It controls people. We know where they are and what they're doing. And if you notice, it's breaking down. I think in America, 50% of all marriages dissolve within 2 years now. So, you get this, you're in this relationship and you still find you're attracted to other people. That is natural. That's the way it is. That's who we are. But we said, no, we're going to go deeper with each other. Forget it. You don't go deeper when you're denying a major part of yourself. The marriage vows say, until death us do part. As soon as you say, I do, you're dead already. Your energy's already gone down. You cannot make a promise for the future. Until death us do part, you're already parted. You can't make a promise that goes beyond your natural instincts. You are drawn towards other people in different levels. Now, if it's really, really strong, and you call it an addiction, if you deny that, you've got to shut down your whole system. And when you shut it down to yourself, but you also shut it down to your partner. Because if you open up that energy again to be with your partner, you'll want to be with lots of people. So what to do with an addiction that is not a artificial one? You've got to go into it and keep going into it. Keep doing it. You see, sex is such an infantile, such a basic energy. In one level, it's stupid. If you are really, really present with the opposite sex in bed, you can't have sex. If you're really, really present, it's so silly. But the instinct is so strong, it overrides you. Plus, usually, in a few circumstances, it's the only way you can get close to the other person. But very rarely, very rarely. To get an orgasm, you've got to contract. And when you contract, you go away from your partner. So, if you say, I've got an addiction and therefore I won't follow it, I'll stay in it, you're going to be stuck with that. Unless you find a way to meditate or you do the Satori group. So, you need to follow that. But then, going to break up your relationship. No, no, no. There's no need to not be with your partner because you need to be with other people. Not at all. We're naturally a tribe. We're naturally communities. We need to be together. We need to be with our energy moment to moment and our truth moment to moment. And incidentally, if we're going to put any more babies on the planet, that's the best way to do it, to be with the most appropriate person at that time, so that the offspring gets the best of everything possible. So the idea of going deep when your energy is really somewhere else is not possible. And I know that's the argument, because that's how you try to feel safe and secure and predictable and get the approval of people around you. But it won't work. I tell you, it won't work. And don't just believe me. Look around you. How many couples do you know who are deeply and delightedly in love? And if you do, you won't find they're denying each other to be free, to be alive. Now, this is the thing, you see. You go into what you call your sex addiction totally, with full permission. I know it's really hard, because when you were growing up, you were programmed that this is wrong. The Catholic conditioning is stronger than you think, even in Jews, even in Muslims, especially in Muslims, is you're not supposed to have sex, and it's only with the opposite sex, unless you want to produce a child. That's the basis of everything, and it's utter nonsense. Complete nonsense. But you are programmed that way. You're fighting that way all your life until you die. And as you die, guess what? Your life passes before you, and you go, shit, missed again. And back you come. And do the whole thing all over again. Be free. Live your truth. Go into your addiction, and something worse happens than you thought. What's that? You go beyond needing sex. And for most people, that's terrible, because they have nothing else to live for. It's, oh, well, at least when we get to bed. No, it goes. But it's not the way you think. You see, when it goes, yes, the focus on that, the focus on the opposite sex, as Jesus said, when you see a man and a woman as a man, when thine eye be single, then will thy body be full of light. And that's what happens. You become full of light. You become full of love. You become full of energy. And it's true. Same sex or opposite sex, it all gets more even, but not sexually. In a totally different way. And you're free. You're free from the desire of sex. You're free in a totally different way that you can't imagine while you're still stuck. What's the way out? Go in. Go into it. Go for it. Gamble your life. And that's what happened to me. When I was young, I was so full of the energy. I used to have ejaculations on the bus. So I used to ride my bike to work, not to mess my trousers. I was full of, I didn't know what to do. I wanted to commit suicide. And then one day it said, there's no other way, you've got to do it. And I was terrified of women. So whenever it was appropriate, I made the invitation. Over and over and over and over. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And eventually, there was an attractive woman. And there was no need. It had gone. And you know what? I saw that woman for the first time. I'd never seen her before, because I was seeing my attraction. I was seeing my fantasy of this person, not the person. We don't see each other. We never see each other, especially if you're still backed up with sex. You don't see each other. Not even the same sex, let alone the opposite sex. We don't see each other. When you say yes, then you'll see who they really are, beyond who they're acting, beyond who they're behaving, you'll see the beingness of them, which is the beingness of you. Try it.